business, not over counties in general. I guess in the end of the big crash bang, the full movements kind of go off in the time. One thing I like about that. I have one short other piece by Dale that I suspect half of you have played. There's a little piece called Poor Elise that if you are a beginning piano student or in your second year, your teacher may have given this to you. And you did a valiant attempt at representing it, but probably butchered it terribly. It's a much butchered piece. My piano teacher never gave me the chance to butcher it. So about 3 weeks ago, I got the music and said, that would be nice to do. So this is my chance to butcher Poor Elise. And it's the first time I've ever played it in public.
Volume of his published composition
in that volume of literature that is his, the smaller part really is piano literature that he's known for his four symphonies, and his two piano concertos, and his Requiem. He was somebody, like Marty said this morning, living in the wrong century, a century behind his time. He revered the Haydn and Handel and Bach, and was 100 years beyond that. And when he circulated with people like Tchaikovsky and Grieg, Wagner, Liszt, Schumann, who were all supposedly on the cutting edge of European music in those days, Brahms was considered and wanted to be a traditionalist. So when Wagner was writing mythological operas and spending time with Mad King Ludwig, Brahms was trying to copy the forms of 100 years earlier and spending time with Clara Schumann. Three of them are called intermezzo. Intermezzo is an Italian word, it's a form of music written in the Romantic era, and it simply means in the middle. And it seems to have its origin on the opera stage, where it would be an interlude in between changing of scenes. And somebody, the orchestra or solo, would be on the intermezzo, a short piece to occupy some time. The first one is the A minor intermezzo, followed immediately by the A major intermezzo. And Brahms aligned the intermezzo and the other pieces in his piano volumes purposely in order to provide contrast of mood, so, or key. So I'll play two together at the same time without stopping. The A minor is very bombastic, and it concludes in the key of A major. You're going all over the keyboard with a lot of divergent reaches as well as harmonies, and then finally the last line, everything quiets down, and you're rolling to a nice A major arpeggio, and you're set for the next intermezzo, which is A major. So I'll play these together. The A major is most commentators believe it is most Brahms' most major work, most lyrical work. So the two intermezzi, the A major, the A minor, the A major. enough time, the last citizen, I'll send it back, put them together, and get the song played together, and the C major in the mezzo, and the E flat rhapsody. The C major is sort of wispy, it's marked gracioso, so graciously, or I'm kind of think blocking an eggshell. And the second one, the rhapsody, the E flat rhapsody, I don't know how to describe it as being a barn burner. I think you'll discover why.